there was a formula that was there embedded in the furniture business for many years. And IKEA came up with a completely different concept. They took away value. They took things away from the customer. We don't even assemble the product for you. You have to assemble this product yourself. We don't deliver it. You got to take it home yourself. We don't have much of a customer service or sales force in the store. You got to walk around and figure it out yourself.
Right.
But we give you a tape measure and a piece of paper that you can draw your room on. And so they shifted all of that work onto the customer. There's some fascinating research in the Journal of Psychology that said they did a test where they looked at people who had assembled their IKEA furniture versus people who hadn't. People who had assembled it actually liked the furniture more and were willing to pay more. So getting the customer more involved and thinking about how you can differentiate what you want to add more to and what you want to take away. And by taking away elements of that value proposition and changing things around, IKEA is able to keep costs incredibly low.